You know, Barb, I've been praying a lot about the inventory that we have in the spirit world, and one of the things God's been talking to me about, in fact, I was saying to him, is there ever a case of increase in the Bible, an example? And right away he took me to 1 Kings 17, where the meal and the flour and the oil were increased, and it lasted for many, many days. Mm-hmm. Then he took me over to 2 Kings 4, and here's another example of increase. Now, folks, I want to tell you, in the spirit world, there is a power of increase available to us. If we will operate by faith in the name of Jesus, we can pull that down, that inventory, that asset, in Jesus' name, and put it to work. Now, here's what it says in 2 Kings 4. Now, certain women of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead." Now, evidently, she was married to a prophet.
Yes, she was.
And he died, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves. And Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" Now, here is another aspect of this teaching. In both cases, in 1 Kings 17 and here in 2 Kings 4, the prophet was going to address something that was on hand.
That's
and
right.
We need to look around and say, what do we have here that could change my life? And many times the devil wants to say to us, and we buy the lie, "Well, I just don't have anything. I'm just out of options. I'm out of all of these things."
And
but
you
this
believe
is,
that everybody has something
I
that
believe
they can
it.
Use. That's
now,
right.
Here, we're going to talk about the vessels of opportunity in the story. And in verse 2, "And Elisha said to her, 'What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?' And she said, 'Your maidservant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil.' Then he said, 'Go borrow vessels at large for yourself from all your neighbors, even empty vessels. Do not get a few.'" Now, what he was really saying is, I want you to go out and get the wherever and, you know, all the pots and pans and bring them to your house and then go in and close the door. And in verse 4, "You shall go in and shut the door behind you, you and your sons, and pour out into all these vessels, and you shall set aside what is full." Now, I believe that when you start operating in the spirit world, many times you cannot operate in front of the swine. Don't cast your pearls before swine.
Unbelief, yes.
And I believe every family and every neighborhood certainly has a bunch of swine that want to mock you what you're doing. What in the world are you doing, you dummy? You got all the pots and pans. What are you doing?
Well, and so she went to the neighbors and borrowed the pots and pans, but she didn't allow the neighbors to come into her house.
That's right.
So that's just a little
aggressive. I can't tell you what I'm
going to
use them for.
That's right.
You'll get them back. But not today.
That's right. Oh, that's
so she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, and they were bringing the vessels to her, and she poured. Mm. Now, you see, they were bringing vessels of opportunity. A vessel of opportunity could be an idea. It could be a revelation. It could be a mystery. All of those things are available from God. We need to wake up and say, sometimes we just need to say, "God, I need a mystery. I need a breakthrough here. I can't reason it out. You got to give it to me or I won't have it." And it came about when the vessels were full that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." He said to her, "There is not one vessel more," and the oil stopped. Mm. Now, I believe, Barbara, that we can section off a part of our mind and our spirit and heart, in a sense. See, you need to make room for a miracle, a room for the mysteries. I was praying the other day about spirit of increase, and the Father spoke to me. He says, "You've made no place for that." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "You have not cleared out the space. You have not dispossessed the enemy." And right away I said, "Okay, I'm on a clean house." And at the location I was praying for, he said, "You need to take charge of that area with the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the power and authority and the ability that's yours to use in the name of Jesus and clean house." So I bound all the spirits of affliction. I bound the spirits that would come in there and try to derail the program. I bound every evil spirit I could think of. I had dispossessed the land. And by the way, folks, that's the exact word used in Scripture when the children of Israel were going into the promised land. They dispossessed the inhabitants.
Yes, and you
they
do
got
this.
Rid of them.
That's right. You do this in the spirit.
Exactly.
And that's so important. And why was it oil here? Why was it oil? Because oil consecrates and oil anoints. And there was a cleansing here in her household. I truly believe that in the spirit, she had cleansed her household by believing also the prophet,
exactly.
But also using the oil. She had anointed her home and consecrated her home, and that's what you're doing in your prayers. You're getting rid of any defilement, you're cleaning house, and you're using that anointing to increase what
well,
God said you could.
See, another thing I got rid of is the spirit of obstruction and the blockages and hindrances and all of those things. I'm saying, the spirit world here around this project I'm working on here has got to be cleaned out. I yes. need to dispossess those enemies. I need to say to the prince and power of the air, you're out. I bind. And he took me right over to Matthew 16:19. He says, listen, I've given you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Why in the world don't you use them?
Yes.
I say, I'm catching on, Lord. So I bound those spirits. I did spiritual battle and warfare. I cleansed the territory so that I could know that that space that had been made for this miracle, in other words, it's almost like a vessel or a position or a place of opportunity, had been cleaned out, cleared out. Then it goes on to say in verse 7, then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil. See, now what they were working there was with a commodity that could be sold, could be traded to pay off the debt. Go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons can live on the rest. Why do we limit God? What I'm saying is there are assets in the spirit world for all of us to use. Now, what the prophet did is reached, I believe, like reaching up into the spirit world, and he pulled down that fabulous power of increase and put it to work on this oil, and it increased and met her need.
Well, you know, it really wasn't he that did it. It was her faith in his word that caused her to go and get the vessels in the first place, then shut her door, and then pour from that oil into the vessels. She's the one that did it. She believed the prophet. He really didn't do anything for her. He prophesied over her what she needed to do. And Darren, how many people today, they depend on that prophet to do everything. And if they don't care for what he tells them to do, they sit on their haunches and they don't get their miracle because they don't activate what the prophet has told them. And this woman did. By faith, she believed this man of God, and she went and did. She went to her neighbors, first of all, which might be a real intimidating thing, and asked them for their pots and pans, which they cook their meals with. And then she goes to her house and closes the door and starts pouring. This woman had faith. Man, I have got to give her some credit here. She had faith.
You really think so?
Yeah.
All right. Now, that's your opinion.
She believed the prophet.
Here's
yes,
what
she
I
did.
Believe. The prophet loosed a spirit of increase to the woman.
Yes.
So that when she did what he told her to do, now he didn't do it for her.
I believe we're on the same page.
Well, that would be a switch, wouldn't it? That'd be another miracle.
that,
But, you know, I believe, Barbara, that many times we stand back, we cross our arms and stand back, okay, show me.
Yes.
Just show me.
That's
I mean,
right.
You're the hot dog reverend, or you're the hot dog teacher, or whatever, your evangelist. And we want, well, you do it and give it to me, and I'll say that God did a miracle.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
But here, are we on the same page?
Yes, we
oh,
are.
That's a, I'll tell you something, folks. That's the eighth wonder of the world. Here we've got our own miracle going here. But, Barbara, I do agree with you here. The woman did something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the prophet here said to her, and I believe this is brilliance, what do you have in your house? Well, all I have is oil. Well, that happened to be a commodity that, if multiplied, could pay the bills, which is exactly what happened.
That's right.
And I look here at this tremendous story. I call this the vessel of opportunity because when the vessels were filled, there was no longer a need for the answer to flow. But she had residual blessing. She could go out and sell that oil, pay her bills, and then live on the rest. I mean, it's like he gave her a retirement. He paid the current bills and gave her retirement here. See, I think sometimes we just say, oh, God, if you would just pay the rent, I would be so happy. I would go to church and testify. Maybe he wants to pay the rent today and for the next 5 years. Maybe he wants to do a lot more. Maybe he wants to pay the house off at the same time, but we stop him. Oh, no, 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 all I need is, no, Lord, I certainly wouldn't be guilty of asking you for too much. Just help me pay the rent this month.
Lord, I just need some food stamps or welfare checks. And this is a single mom with children. And today we see laziness taking over. We see depending on the government to take over and not on the Lord Jesus to give us what we really need to get rid of that debt. And instead we take on the food stamps and we get the welfare checks and we sit and we don't allow God to work in our lives like this precious woman did. Oh, I give her a lot of credit, Darren. And then we go into Shunem.
But
I mean, you're not through. Okay,
I'm
all
not
right.
Through here.
Okay.
You brought up a point that's very, very near and dear to my heart. And I would say this. I'm not saying that you shouldn't use food stamps or welfare. I'm going to add a word to this now. Listen to me carefully. Temporarily. If you have to do that, do that. But say, this is temporary for me. I'm getting up and moving on. I am not going to allow myself